Lunar Pages. You hear me talk about them all the time. Well, Lunar Pages is where you want your website, whether it's a company website or personal. Maybe you're a blogger and you need your website hosted somewhere. But a place where you have control of your website as opposed to just handing it over to some place and then they control everything. In fact, they own your content. No, if you have your own server and your own website on a server where you blog, you own all of your content. It's simple and inexpensive, but the best when it's Lunar Pages. I've been working with them for more than 10 years now, and I swear by them. What I love is that their data centers are right here in the United States, close to you. And when you call their support, somebody in those data centers picks up the phone. They don't farm it out to India or the Philippines, something like that. You're going to talk to a guy who can actually dial up your server and fix it on the spot. Now, if you're a company, that's important. Cloud computing storage, dedicated IP, SSL certificates, hack protection that is second to none, all the scripts and language support that your developers need if you're a business and you run e-commerce. It's safe. It's secure. It's Lunar Pages. Look for their button on our sponsors page. Click on it. Get deep discounts exclusive to you for listening to me talk about them. And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Go try them. Lunar Pages. Hi, it's Phil. Skyler Charisma is with me. It's Phil Hewlett and friends, and we thank you for tuning in and for subscribing and telling your friends about us. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And we're everywhere. Every single podcast app that's out there has our show on it. So you have no excuse not to listen to us wherever it is that you are. Now, joining us now is a staff writer for 538. And along with Sam Miller, the co-host of Effectively Wild, the Daily Baseball Prospectus podcast, he and Miller wrote the book, The Only Rule Is It Has to Work, Our Wild Experiment Building a New Kind of Baseball Team. Ben Lindbergh, hello.
Hi.
Great to have you on the program. First of all, what is 538?
It's an ESPN-owned site that sort of approaches things from an analytical perspective. So, you know, a lot of statistically-based articles trying to find out the truth about election season or culture or sports.
All right. And you were also the editor-in-chief for a spell at the Baseball Prospectus, which is just a place where, let's face it, mostly guys who are completely geeked out on baseball go to keep their baseball stats knowledge razor sharp. Is that right?
Yeah, of course. You know, everyone is welcome and encouraged to read, but it is a site that tends to be embraced by the more kind of, you know, people who are interested in baseball stats, and a lot of people who have written for the site have gone on to work in major league front offices where they've sort of applied the principles that they wrote about on the internet once to actual baseball, and that's sort of what Sam and I hope to achieve with this book project.
Somebody was in your audience one day and gave you an invitation which took you and Sam on what effectively was a wild ride. Tell me about that day.
Well, we were approached by someone with the Sonoma Stompers, which is an independent league team. That means it's a professional baseball team, but it's not affiliated with one of the major league organizations. And they knew of our work and had read our writing and listened to our podcast and invited us out to a game. And they didn't know that we had this idea in the back of our heads. You know, we'd been wanting to do this for some time, try to take over a team and apply these principles in a real life situation. And so we went out to a game and we liked the people and we liked the park, and Sonoma's not a bad place to spend the summer. So we figured this was our best shot to do this. And we kind of pitched them on the idea of letting us take over the baseball operations last summer. And they were into it. You know, they liked the promotional and the publicity aspects of letting two writers take over their team. That was a way to stand out from the other teams in the league. But they also wanted the resources that we could bring and the time and effort that we were willing to put into scouring the country for talent, because that's not something that they really have the ability to do. You know, they're more worried about selling tickets and making sure the concession stand is well stocked and being able to pay the players.
Yeah. And the Sonoma Stompers, what, AAA, AA, what is that?
It's hard to pin it down exactly, but it's, you know, it's somewhere between A ball and double A, essentially. It's guys who just got out of college and didn't get drafted for one reason or another, and they're looking to prove that they deserve a shot, or guys who were in the minor league system at some point and got cut and washed out and are still looking to hang on and catch another team's attention.
Yeah. How did your first visit go when you went out there? Did you guys think, yeah, this is just a publicity stunt, it's going to be one and done, we'll be out of here?
Well, we hoped that it would work smoothly. We knew we were going to be out there all summer and with the team all season, or that was certainly the plan, at least. And so we were just worried, you know, how do we sell ourselves? How do we communicate with the players and coaches? Because we didn't want to come in and be tyrants and dictators and tell everyone what to do and act like we had all the answers, because we didn't think we did. But, you know, we also didn't want to be too tentative. We didn't want to end up being bystanders on the sidelines. So we really had to figure out what the best way to negotiate that was. And so, you know, ultimately we were in the clubhouse, we were in the dugout every day during games, and we kind of got a perspective on professional baseball that we'd never had before, but it was not without some missteps and stumbles and miscommunications.
Have you ever played baseball, you or Sam, on a high level?
No, not at a high level. You know, we played in school, we played with our friends, but it was not something we had the ability to pursue. And so, you know, we moved into sort of watching the game and analyzing the game and writing about the game and covering the game. And of course, we played fantasy baseball like everyone does. And, you know, you just click the button to add a player or drop a player, and it's all very clean and easy. And we wanted to kind of get our hands dirty and, you know, get in a real clubhouse, in the real dugout, and find out how this stuff works.
Yes. So you still had your super sophisticated fantasy baseball stats and your ability to devour those stats and figure out who was going to perform well and who was going to tank on any given day in the major leagues. And so I'm wondering how your statistical knowledge translated somewhere between A and double A. Were you able to go as deep as Sonoma and make it work?
Well, we weren't initially. We kind of had to get there. We had to put in the work to do that because, you know, Sam and I were used to having this incredible wealth of information at our disposal because it's already out there in the major leagues. It's been tracked for decades and it's become increasingly sophisticated. And when we got to Sonoma, it was like time traveling back a few decades to an era when these things weren't available. And so we had to sort of set up a scouting network, so we'd have people at every game charting the information on laptops and video cameras and radar guns, and then we had a system installed in the ballpark in Sonoma that would track every pitch and every batted ball and give us all this information that is available at the major league level but not at all in the independent leagues. And so that took a lot of legwork. You know, we were used to having this stuff provided for us, and we really had to generate it from scratch, which took much longer than we had anticipated and really gave us a greater respect for how much work goes into every aspect of a baseball team that you don't really even get to see if you're just watching from home.
That sounds like so much fun. Did the owner of the Stompers foot the bill for all of this, or was this part of you were just going to see it through regardless?
Yeah, a lot of it was partnerships that we were able to arrange, you know, through connections we had made covering the game and through this book project. You know, give us this system that we can install in the ballpark and we'll write about it in the book and we'll explain how we were able to use it. And so that was sort of an appealing pitch for people because everyone said, oh, that sounds like a fun project. You know, I want to be involved too. And so we had a lot of luck kind of getting for free, essentially.
Did the players know they were part of your grand experiment? And if so, were they cool with it?
Yeah, you know, we made it clear to them from the start. Of course, you know, we didn't want to write a book by surprise. We wanted to be upfront about what we were doing, and the players understood that we were there running the team and as part of the team, but also as writers and journalists. And so we made that clear up front. And, you know, I think initially the players didn't really know what to make of it. And I think as the season went on, they almost forgot about it. You know, we just kind of blended into the scenery and we were part of the fabric of their day-to-day lives. And, you know, the fact that there would be a book about them some time down the road was something that I don't think they really thought about all that often. And so when it came out, you know, they were sort of surprised to see themselves in a book. But in real time, I think, you know, it was, well, what are these statheads doing here? What can they offer us? What are they contributing to the team? And we really had to prove ourselves. You know, of course, the owner and the GM had given us permission to be there, and so we had that authority. But, you know, we kind of had to earn it for ourselves also. We had to prove that there was a reason why we were there and that we could contribute even though we weren't on the field.
Yeah.
You're providing hope for all the fantasy baseball players out there who believe they should be in the front office of their favorite team as opposed to the idiot who's running things, right?
Right. That's right. And, you know, and it's easy to say that, right? And, of course, you know, we've passed judgment on certain decisions that people have made in our writing. And, you know, it's a lot harder when you're actually there and you see all the personalities involved. And there were times when, you know, we probably should have moved on from a player and we kind of dragged our feet a bit because we'd become friends. You know, we'd had real relationships with these people and it was tough to sit them down and say, you're not good enough to be here. We've got to bring in someone else. And so, you know, there were times when emotions kind of get in the way and these relationships get in the way and they complicate the decisions in ways that you can't really understand until you've been in that situation. And we really had some agonizing decisions to make and some agonizing conversations.
The book is in the store at our website. It's called The Only Rule Is It Has to Work. Ben Lindbergh, I wish you success with the book and continued success with your podcast, The Daily Prospectus. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Ghostbusters is out. The movie looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, I think it looks funny. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
I wonder if it actually is. Manny the movie guy has seen it. He can't wait to tell you about it. He joins us coming up in the next segment. Not immediately, but we're still in segment five. We're halfway through it, and then he'll be in segment six, just to keep track for you. Constant Contact, by the way, is email marketing made easy. Do you know about them? The folks over there, they're experts in small business marketing. They work to make you an expert, too, even if you're not. You'll look like one when you have Constant Contact on your site. They have a variety of tools and services to take your marketing beyond the inbox. They have autoresponders, event management, social media, mobile responsive technology, just to name a few. They deliver better results, all from an easy-to-use single login interface on a phone app. Can you believe it? Plus, you can the possibilities are endless if you think about it. Get measurable results with and be a smarter marketer with Constant Contact. Try email for free today and a bunch of their other services for free. Simply go to the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com, click on the Constant Contact button, and get started with Constant Contact. There you go. Now, you know, here's the thing. When you're installing an app, do you read the terms of service, Skyler, or do you just click the X and then you go?
I can't lie to you, Phil. I don't. I say I do.
Yeah.
But I don't. You know, because the print gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So, you know, you just
And they're
read.
Long.
It's so long. Who has time to read that?
Yeah.
You read what you think is the most important part, you know, the first couple sentences, and then you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
I want to meet the one guy who actually reads every one of those.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
I don't. I just like to meet him and have lunch. You know, when they ask you, who'd you like to have lunch with? Three people. Jesus. Let's see. Who's that investor guy? I forget his name. Maybe Bill Gates. I don't know. Jesus, Bill Gates, and the guy who reads the user agreements when he downloads an app. Yeah, he doesn't have time to go to lunch as he's reading. Now, a new study wanted to see just how many people read the terms of service. So they set up a fake social networking app, and in the terms, they wrote a clause where anyone who clicked accept promised to give the company their firstborn child. And 98% of people didn't bother to read the terms and gave the company their child.
Or maybe they did.
So 98% of us in this simple survey would give away our firstborn child just to agree to the terms of an app.
Now, if you actually read those terms and conditions, would you have accepted?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe not. It depends. You know what? We were talking to the lady, Renee, about eating in the summer.
Yes.
I forgot to tell her about this because... You know, she was on the yo-yo diet all her life, too, and I would just, you know, ruin her day if I told her about this. Arizona Diamondbacks, baseball team.
Oh.
They're selling a 2-pound, 3,540-calorie sundae.
Oh, my gosh.
$25 will get you three big scoops of ice cream, big ones, chocolate syrup, sprinkles, whipped cream, brownies, and a waffle cone. And again, it checks in at 3,540 calories. How many calories are you supposed to have in a day?
About 2,000. So, yeah, they're almost doubling that.
Yeah.
with 2,000, 3,500, 25 bucks.
With
oh
one,
my gosh.
With one delicious treat, right, at a baseball game.
Oh, it better come in one of those souvenir bowls.
Maybe. Just think how it's going to melt, right, by the time you eat
it. In Arizona.
Yeah. Because, right,
know your area.
You're at a baseball game, you're in Arizona, and you've got all that ice cream in your lap. The meter's running, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, do they have parking meters in your fair city?
They do, yeah. I'm in the city of Nashville. I just had to say it. I'm sorry.
It makes sense.
Yeah, they do have parking meters. And guess what?
What?
Approximately.
I wasn't in a guessing mood.
2,000 of those meters will be able to accept Visa, MasterCard, and American Express soon.
Wow, that's forward thinking of Nashville. Haven't they had that in most big cities since about 1999?
Since I can remember, but they're just getting them here. So, yeah, they're going to be retrofitted with the solar-powered technology. They're going to be accepting the credit cards, the old plastic.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm really excited about it.
It makes it so much easier to not think about how much money you're putting in the meter.
However, prices are going up. You know, with these new parking meters come price increases. We've got from $1.50 usually an hour in the central business district.
No kidding. In Nashville, I would have thought maybe 25 cents an hour. No, it's $1.50.
We're not as behind the times as people think when it comes to
ripping people off.
To rip people off, exactly. So it's going to be $2 per hour now.
Yeah.
In the central business district,
mm-hmm.
and $1.50 per hour in the non-central business district. And then you know how you always see those bags over parking meters, which means you can't park there. Doesn't mean they're broken. They're actually reserved. So you can reserve those parking meters. They'll put a bag over them. Usually. It was costing $30 a day, but that's going up to $42 a day.
No, that's not. That's way too much because you can get a coupon any day of the week and park at the airport for a day for $10.
Right, but guess what it's paying for?
What?
It's going to help offset the cost of the bags, lost revenue, labor for covering and uncovering meters. and vehicle usage costs. I mean, it takes a lot to put that bag over that meter and then to have to take it off.
Yeah.
That's a $12 increase. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time. It's a lot of money.
Make you angry. We don't need anything else to make us angry when we're driving. You know, 80% of us have had road rage in the last year.
I believe it.
51% of us have tailgated someone on purpose.
Everyone here does it.
47% have yelled at another driver. You know?
Have you?
Any particular shade of green you waiting on? I've yelled that in that accent.
You sound like a 90-year-old man. Which means you shouldn't be behind the wheel.
45% have honked at someone because they were angry. 33% have made an angry gesture like giving someone the finger. 24% have tried to block another car from changing lanes. That's dangerous. 12% have cut someone off on purpose. 4% have gotten out of their car to confront another driver. That 4%, those are the people you worry about. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, and then there's these people. 3% have bumped or rammed another car on purpose.
Oh, I would never.
Yeah.
You know what I do when I cut someone off on accident? I wave at them and smile to confuse them. They're so mad at me, but then they see me waving and smiling, so then they wave back. I don't want to make them mad.
Yeah, no, they see your pretty face and they think, oh, hey, I'm about to get lucky.
And then they accidentally hit someone.
That's right. All right, we have Manny the movie guy standing by. Because it's a big movie weekend. Oh, the Ghostbusters movie looks great. And also, Bryan Cranston, the Breaking Bad dude. The Heidelberg. What was his name?
I don't remember. I never watched it.
Heidelberg? I don't know. Anyway, he's got a new movie out, too, and he's good. So we'll hear from Manny coming up next on Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.